Jim, you talked about the construction of this facility, 90-day basically turnover. Just talk about what goes into that, and I guess give us a little bit more insight of exactly what has transpired in those 90 days.
Well, really and truly, out here we had what we would call in our neck of the woods hills and hollows, and we had to haul a lot of dirt, and we had to compact a lot of dirt, and we had to get the site prepared first and foremost. We had to get the fields sodded by May the 10th, and we beat that timeline. We had the fields, you know, fully sodded and all that done and everything by like May the 6th. And so we were a little ahead of schedule there. You know, then we've just been pouring it on the site and pouring it on, you know, getting the building up and getting the building going.
Now, you talked about your relationship with Coach Sean Payton as well as General Manager Mickey Loomis. What's the genesis of that relationship with those guys?
Well, I mean, it really all started with Sean coming here, believe it or not, and caddying for Ryan Palmer in a golf tournament in the Greenbrier Classic last year. I didn't get to meet him while he was here, but he met one of our young ladies that was, you know, on our staff, and she talked to him, and they got that. She asked him, you know, the question, you know, which was pretty emboldened, you know, just said, "Coach, what about the possibility of maybe having training camp here?" And he said, "Well, we've actually thought about that. In fact, Mickey brought that up to him, of all things, about the Greenbrier, you know, a couple of years even before that and everything." And so from that, you know, then it came to me, and then I asked, you know, that they contact Coach Payton and ask him when he has a break to call me, and he did, and then that's where everything started.
From a community standpoint, how much do you swell with pride over something like this? I mean, obviously, as we mentioned earlier, it's one thing to have a vision, but it's a totally different thing to actually see that vision manifest in the facilities and the grounds and the fields.
Well, John, I don't know that I can swell anymore. I'm pretty swollen as it is, but if I could, I am busting with pride, or bursting with pride, because this is unbelievable for West Virginia. You know, we spoke, one of the newscasters today asked about Cretina, and you know, just the nation's, all of our hearts went out to so many and everybody there, you know, the city, the town, all the people and everything else. And it still goes out and everything, because I still know there's still work being done, unbelievable work being done. But for West Virginia to have an NFL team, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, there was an old saying, you know, and not that the Katrina was sure misery. West Virginia's had some misery too, you know, and so we're a little bit underdogs, but this is monstrous for us to have an NFL team in West Virginia.
Now, we heard you mention earlier that now the Saints are West Virginia's team. do you expect that relationship to last, obviously, beyond this year and into the future?
Well, it'll last forever. You know, it really will. And I'm very hopeful that they are very pleased in their success. I mean, at the end of the day, what we want to do, we want to win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's, and I say we by meaning that I'm all in with the Saints, you know, and that's what we want to do. We want to make our team better. You know, that's the whole goal. It didn't just come to West Virginia and hang out, you know. I mean, it's make the team better. And I'll promise you, that's what all the people, you know, starting with Coach Payton, but all the people that the Saints are all about. I mean, they're serious business. I mean, that's for sure.
All right. For Jim Justice, I'm John DeShazer for NewOrleansSaints.com.